Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever applies to you. This is DJ with 35mm Life and my amazing co-host, Mike.
Widom. No, no. Is that how you say it? Let me see.
What? Oh. It sounded like you tried to say Winam.
Vitam.
Oh. Vitam.
Vitam. Is that a...
Guess that language.
Is that Dutch?
Polish.
Polish. That was close.
Europe.
European.
Yeah.
So... I have some interesting, we're starting right out the bats here, because we were talking about the Sony A6700, mm-hmm. right? I saw an interesting news article about it. It is being shipped out without a way to charge.
Wait, what?
Yep. You have just the camera. You have the camera, comes with the battery, and then you buy the lens, all the other stuff. You have to buy your USB-C cable, and you have to buy the wall source. So the only thing, and... The site that I read this from, they messaged Sony. They're like, hey, what's going on? Like, just curious, whatever. And Sony never answered. So their best guess, and I imagine that it's kind of going back to how Apple is doing things now, is they just assume that you have all their stuff. Yeah. Yep. You just don't need anymore. Because everybody's trying to be more conscious, like forward thinking when it comes to their environment stuff.
I wonder if every company is going to start to follow along on that trend.
There's a good chance.
Like Canon's just going to start not marketing their own or sending stuff like charging things.
There's a good chance. I mean, like there's... Because each, I mean, even the newer cameras, no matter what it is, they have a few different types of batteries for like that generation.
Mm-hmm.
So either that or I think universal chargers are going to be more popular.
Did you look at what battery was in the
A7 6700?
Bro.
Numbers. No, I didn't look. The article showed one, but they kind of look like the same ones that are in the A7 IV, but I feel like...
And that... The A7 IV, same A7 III. They do like the
so
like
yeah,
A7 IV. But their batteries all look the same.
But that's the thing is like I can't
you can't
yeah
tell
that's
just
no
by
that
photo.
Is the camera yeah I think they upgraded the battery because that was the other battery before
yeah
so that's good I mean and that's good so it's interchangeable and all that good stuff. The thing too is if you guys have a camera and it's and they're like oh yeah you just charge it you know plug into the wall the battery you can do that. It's just kind of risky though and it's slow. But it's risky too. Like if you have a power surge, you know, they're always like a worry about power surge. Oh, your TV's going to blow, your PlayStation, whatever. Your camera can do the same thing.
Right.
So it's risky. I'll never do it. Plus,
That's how I used to charge my camera back in the day when I didn't have the, where's my thing?
Older cameras, it completely makes sense because you just plug it in the wall, good to go. The old camcorders and that kind of stuff. Well, they came with batteries.
Did I not bring it?
Talking really loud so you can hear me off microphone.
So for you viewers,
verbatim.
You can see him looking through a bag. For you listeners, he was rifling through his bag.
I don't know where I put it.
I can hear you.
I might have just left it at home.
I can hear you rummaging around in there. Look, Deadpool 2.
It's just like an empty bag, though. There's like nothing in here. But I swear I thought I put my battery pack.
We're going to have to double check and make sure Maggie's not in that bag when we're leaving today. Because she seems mischievous like that.
Yeah, I'm okay to take her. I'm not a theft. We hate thieves.
We do hate thieves.
What's the battery pack we use to charge our batteries?
So will I have the
because those are good ways to charge your batteries outside of just like plugging your USB straight in.
So I actually have Sony's proprietary charger. It's their fast charger. It's a little expensive, but it's fast. Like one of these batteries. Because I have three batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm running one. Especially when I'm like, if I'm shooting at Nissan or Harley, I'll have the battery in the camera that I'm using and that'll last me a few days. Mm-hmm. But if one's low, I just plug it in. And usually when by the time I shoot like three or four cars and I come back in, it's already done.
Nice.
Like an hour, maybe more.
And then I think we have both the Pro Photo ones.
The Man Photo. Yeah. Those things. So the Man Photos are cool.
Pro Nose Photo.
It takes about 1.5 times longer to charge.
It was pretty quick though. I was running low on battery today and I plugged them in before I came here.
Nice.
Like an hour and it was pretty good.
You know, maybe you and I should, I mean, it kind of sucks because it's just like one more cable left to have, but like maybe we could do, I can look and see if they have dummy batteries for these cameras.
Because
that'd be the go-to way. We wouldn't need the batteries anymore and have to worry about it, you know.
Dummy batteries are, oh man.
Yeah. I mean, that was the way I had to do it for astrophotography a long time ago.
Right.
Just leave it plugged into something.
How long did you have to do astral? I mean, not changing topics, but how long are your exposure lengths normally?
So
what's the longest you've gone?
I think the longest I ever did was 40 minutes.
Okay.
Which isn't super long. Well, I mean, it is a line, but as far as like star trails go, it's not like that far.
Yeah, it's like this.
Yeah.
When you want the ring.
But yeah, if you want the ring, forever. You gotta. If you want like if you want a full 360, you're gonna be shooting 8 to 9 hours.
That's too long.
Right, which is why most people do like 10-15 minute exposures and then stack them together. Because as long as the camera's pointing at the North Star, that's your center point, mm-hmm. and then you can just like stack them in. But most of my stuff now, like the one that I showed you of Donner, that was 5 pictures each at 15 seconds
mm-hmm.
and then stitching them together to get that. One of my clients went up there the other day and she was trying to find it and she's like, oh, I can't see the Milky Way. And I was like, oh, you're not gonna be able to see it with the naked eye. It just looks like a cloud. And then, and she's like, oh, I can't, you know, she's like, I can't see it. She had a, how would she have? She had a 24, I think she had a, no, she had a 16 to 24 on the camera that she had, but it's a crop sensor. So she was looking like a 23, 24, which isn't wide enough to do what I was doing. Cause I told her, I was like, would you try vertical? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, and I wanted to tell her that you could do like, she could have done 5 and then like down and then 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She could have done like 10 total, 5 and 5. But she's fairly new to photography as it is. And she just dove straight into the deep end. And people that do that, sometimes they get overwhelmed and they just like quit. And I don't want her to do that cause she has a really good eye. So I was just like, yeah, well, next time I go up there, I'll bring you with me, get a, you know, wider lens. We'll figure it out. Cause she's shooting. Oh, was she, I can't remember what she's shooting on. I want to say Nikon, but you know, that might be the problem. Anyway,
fart noises.
So you're being attacked, by the way.
Yeah. We gave you praise enough on the last episode. What else have I, what? Oh, I finally shot again. Like kind of, I haven't been shooting recently, but I went to the Dragonlance Festival.
Yeah. How was that?
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm trying to think of how to shoot it better because there's no, everything's going to be backlit. Because if you're shooting people and you want their faces to be shown and you still want the dragon lights or the light, the lanterns behind them.
Right.
Everything's going to be backlit. And I'm like, how am I supposed to properly expose these things?
Are you guys aren't allowed to use flash there?
They didn't say anything. I mean, I could probably, but I don't want to distract. It's super busy and.
Yeah,
just have a light flash in somebody's eyes.
Because if you're trying to make the exposure long enough to get them bright and stuff, like the motion of the dragon, because the dragons
aren't
moving,
move.
Right? They're stationary.
No, they're
it's just, the people that don't move, yeah. Yeah, it's hard. Jesus, flash until somebody tells me no.
I mean, sure.
There what are you doing? Places. Nothing?
Yeah. Huh? Nothing. What are
you doing?
On top of your. That's a flash.
You're not supposed to use flash. Or are we? No, you're not supposed to. Or are we?
Are you the photographer?
Yeah.
Am I the photographer?
Who's got the camera?
Oh, you just put on a fake lanyard and be like, hey.
Do you remember the fake media badge that I made?
Yes.
I still have that thing. It's so funny.
We need those. I'm going to make fake media badges. Dude,
media passes make everything easier.
But yeah. Honestly. What's up, kitty?
That's Maggie. I'm sure you guys can hear
again.
Her. We're animal lovers. Mm-hmm. So we had the downshifting pit bull Shiba Inu mix at my house. And now we have Maggie, the black and white cat, domestic shorter. I'm not sure what kind of cat she is. She's adorable.
I don't know.
But yeah, Maggie, after one of my favorite characters in Walking Dead. Not my cat, but just a cool name.
Just a cool name.
Yeah.
Maggie's are cool.
Maggie's are cool. If you're a Maggie, come on the show.
Right. Let's
see how cool you are.
Probably, I don't know. Oh, she's like cuddling against my bag.
I told you. She's just going to climb right in there, man.
I would just grab you. look. No, adorable. So Sony is like renowned for nighttime shooting,
yeah,
low light photography.
Yeah,
how would you improve on? Do you shoot a bunch of low light or no? Mm-hmm. I don't think we talked about low light photography.
No, not in depth. We didn't. Yeah.
So like getting exposure settings right. Where do you shoot at? How do you focus without any light and using flash at the same time?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, all that stuff.
So
I mean, I love low light stuff, and it'd be fun, especially in the city right now.
Oh yeah,
it's busy and
yeah,
fun stuff like that.
Low light, and night photography to me, they're like completely different mm-hmm. things. So like all the stuff that's why I used to shoot in Hawaii. I would go out almost like literally when I first got into photography and I was going to school for it. I would go out to the beach at night 3, 4, or 5 times a week and shoot the stars and all that kind of stuff. Mostly because the ocean at nighttime is always cool to me. Yeah. But let's say so for the city, we use that as an example, right? When I was up 4th of July over by TMCC, I was shooting Reno. I would put the lens in manual focus.
Mm-hmm.
I would digitally zoom in to whatever building that's in the center of the frame, focus on that building, and then leave it there. As long as the camera doesn't get bumped or moved, right, on zoom in and out, then that's good to go. And then as far as exposures go, I mean, even for all the years I've been doing it, I still have to take two or three pictures to get it dialed perfectly in.
Mm.
But if you're shooting something like the night sky, there's what's called the magic 8 rule. The magic 8 rule is F8, 8 second exposure, ISO 800. Now, if it's a pretty night, like if the moon's out, right, you're going to get some decent stuff there. If it's dark, you're going to have to do all kinds of changes. If it's dark, I always recommend 2.8. 15 seconds and 3200 ISO. Just start there and then dial it back if you need to. But if you got a nice big full moon out, the Magic 8 rule is super cool. But again, that's just like the Sweet 16 rule. So it's, you know, a guideline. Like definitely not like gospel. Just a guideline.
Yep.
But yeah, nighttime stuff is, oh, that's why. I was trying to figure out my cord game. Maybe she's like laying
on it. She was like playing with my feet. I was like, she's got to buy me dinner first.
She lets you touch her belly too. It's cute. Yeah,
it's super cute.
But yeah,
I see a little corner.
Just like moving.
Yeah.
Typical cat. Yeah. So, and then as far as flash goes, shooting at nighttime with a flash is really, really hard too. If you're shooting something like a subject, like a person or a car, then you still want to focus. Whenever you use the flash, you want to expose for the background and then just let the flash do the fill part. For my car stuff, I'll do the same thing. I'll expose for the background so it looks good. And then I'll use like a light bar and I'll light paint the car at nighttime or something similar to that. Hit it from above, walk in front of it, do the lines behind it, whatever. That's kind of why I like nighttime photography so much though, because you just have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's not really a wrong way to do it as long as you can see what you're shooting.
Right.
As long as you actually see what's in the picture, you nailed it. Pretty.
Right. One of the craziest things though, like during nighttime, is all those light paintings or light drawing.
Yeah.
Or those like stop motion, but with light painting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. It hurts my brain.
There's so many. Because
there was one, like, I think from the Reno Tahoe Instagram page where they did it out in the deserts.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how they do it or have the creative juice to do it.
So for those of you listening, long exposure, the shutter stays open longer. Anything that gives off light or reflects it is going to show as motion in the picture. So that's why you need to do like steel wool when you spin it and you get all those cool little fireworks, mm-hmm. same exact thing. But if you're taking a picture of like the city and I'm wearing, you know, dark clothes and I just walk in front of your camera, even if I stand in front of your camera for a second or so, you'll never see me. But you're like, if I stand in front of you for like 5 seconds, your exposure will be a bit darker because there was something there, quote unquote. And then, you know, I move, so it's all different. But if you want to get something like stop motion, is if you just hit them with a flash real quick, that quick, like millisecond image of the light bouncing off of you will burn into the sensor and then you'll be there. And then all the other motion will take in place afterwards. So a lot of times when they're doing stuff like that, like they have somebody walk through, like, really popular one is like when they do,
the steel wool
and they walk backwards and it looks like, you know,
Doctor Strange
is doing his little thing or whatever. So the fire itself is going to give off light, so you'll see ghosting there. But if you hit them with a flash, like a real light flash, real quick, you can get them stationary, and then you'll have this whole like tunnel. There's tons of different things, and there's lots of setup and planning.
Steel wool is crazy. There's
a lot of fails. I love steel wool. It's just so dangerous. Especially here, especially a couple years ago, as many fires as we had.
Oh, yeah. You could do – no, I don't say do it now. It's a more wet season, so – yeah. We can go do it now.
Well,
there's a couple tunnels that tunnels are really good to shoot in.
Yeah.
With steel wool.
Yeah, you just got to be fast. Don't burn like
real quick.
Like a homeless person's, almost at home.
Where are you going?
Bed. I feel bad because I feel like that's where they're hiding. And we're like, hey, we're using this as our studio. Can you leave? No? Okay, I'm sorry. Can we shoot you? That'd be cool. With the camera.
With the camera.
Clarifying.
We do not shoot people.
We didn't.
That way. Oh, we have to bring it up again.
Uh-oh.
Wait, not yet.
What?
Maybe we'll bring it up later. Yeah. Bring it up later.
What are we?
Where we're going? Steel wool. You were going to say something cool about steel wool.
Oh, no. I have a place that I want to go to, but I can't figure out the guy that owns the place.
Mm.
You've been to Cold Springs before, right?
Yeah.
That huge alkali flat that's out there, mm-hmm. owned by one guy.
Oh, but we can't find out who.
No, and nobody out there knows who he is. If you guys know who he is, please let me know. I would love to contact him. I've been looking for him for years. And every time
I'm never
his,
gonna find him.
Well, he see, there's two cars that are parked out by the gate closest to 7-Eleven. And but every time I drive by and I see that they're there, I'm like in a rush, or I'm on the way to somewhere and I can't just stop and have a conversation because it's gonna take me some time to butter him up. But he, I see people out there like windsurfing. I see people out there like, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. So I know there's access, and maybe it's his friends. I don't know, but there's definitely got to be access.
There has to be.
But that would be the best place because you're like the closest sagebrush when you're in the, like, we would drive to the middle. So when you're out there, the closest sagebrush is half a mile, three quarters of a mile away. And that stuff burns out so quick, it'll never get to it.
Right.
But I will probably scare the crap out of people on the highway, though.
Yeah, you just see this, like,
coming out of nowhere.
Oh, what the crap?
But it's private property. I mean, I don't know if we ever get a burn. I'll have to ask my fireman friend. We need to get, like, a permit for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on what they say, disregard.
Right. Oh, speaking of permits, too.
Oh.
How do we, like, go about, like, park permits, or do you even like get those things as photographers? Do you have a permit for anything specifically?
That depends. For Bartley Ranch, you just contact them directly and contact the Parks and Recreation for that specific area. And I forget the name of the gentleman who's in charge of it. Super nice guy though.
Mm-hmm.
But he does it. So like, if, especially for photographers doing an event and it's less than 25 people, I think it was like $20.
Oh, okay.
So it's nothing, anything. And really, it's really, if anything, it's just like a paper trail with, you know, paper proof that you're okay to do whatever you're doing there. If you just have a couple of people, you can probably just go and shoot and nobody would really say anything.
I know. Normally just go with like one or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done like random impromptu shoots out there several times and nobody's ever said anything.
But aren't like national parks a big thing? Like, do you need permits for those?
Well, see, that's kind of a gray area as far as I am aware. Because like when I went to Yosemite, when I went to Zion, when I went to all those places, like I mean, everybody was taking pictures. Nobody could say anything. Like, so for commercial, I'm sure like if my name was big enough and I was making like, you know, millions of dollars off my prints, whatever,
you're
then
not.
They might want to hit right one day. They might have a problem with that then, but there's no way for them to gauge. I mean, they're like, if you type in like hashtag Yosemite on Instagram, there's like 13.5 million tags.
Actually, I'm going to check. You say 13 and a half.
Watch it be like right on the dot.
Dude, imagine. Hashtag Yosemite. I know, because there were other photographers that were just recently there.
Yeah, there was a big group. There was a couple groups out there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my buddies from work took his family out there this last week as well. Had a blast. I want to go back. I really, really do.
You're like, it's off. Unless I'm just like stupid and didn't type it in right.
Am I off by a lot or a little?
A lot.
Oh.
What'd you say, 13.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're off by a lot.
Oh. Yosemite?
Yosemite.
What's the hashtag total?
It's a fun game. 3.4 million.
Oh, yeah. I added a one. That's all.
Yeah.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
10 million? Hello?
Yeah, that was close.
It's close by one.
Well, I was in the millions.
Number.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a fun little game.
Which actually reminds me, I have to text my dad something. I bought my very first... I bought my very first lotto ticket.
Oh, yeah? But you didn't win, huh?
No idea. They pulled the numbers at 8 o'clock tonight, so.
Oh, it's 20 minutes.
So, supposedly, this is the fourth largest it's ever been.
Yeah.
It's in the billion range right now.
Yeah. If he wins, and, yeah, you won't see another podcast. I'm just kidding.
We would sponsor our own podcast. Dude, like, honestly, like, if we did win, though, it's funny, like. I don't even know why I bought the lottery ticket, to be honest. Like, it would just be cool to win, I guess. Yeah, but let's say we won. Whatever, let's say we won. Obviously, I would take the 20-year pay, right? Because you lose, like, half if you don't do that.
Right.
20-year pay, because I'm not greedy. It's still, like, 20, 25 million or something a year. I can't spend that much. Maybe the first year I could. But after that, it would just start stacking up. And I'm like, I can't.
I don't need it. Yeah.
But me being me, and anybody that knows me knows that I would have to give, I'd have to buy a lot of people's stuff. I'd have to give a lot of it away just to feel good about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I could never keep it for myself. So buy my parents a house, buy them each a really nice car. I know which one I would get each of them to. Pay off my car, pay off a motorcycle, buy a house, five-bedroom house for me. And then eventually maybe Rosa, kids, my kid, whatever, and a studio for gaming, streaming, podcast,
whatever,
all that kind of stuff, but just for that. And no kids are allowed in that room, or you're grounded to your own room. Stay away from my stuff.
That's still only around like 4 mil, out of the 25 million a year.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is like, I would, you already added up here. It's like, oh,
I'd pay off your truck for you.
Yes.
I would buy you an Acura Integra R.
Yes.
And then make you sell yours.
I'm going to sell it.
I know you are. I don't know, like, buy action camera. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, buy the store.
Just buy
as a partner. I'll pay off
Craig. I would give them all a raise. Like, yeah. Here's $100,000. Give them all a raise. They all deserve it. Everybody, both stores, they all deserve it. They're super, super good people.
I haven't actually been to the Roseville one. I should make a visit.
It's actually a little bit bigger than the one in
Reno. Yeah, and it's right by Cifa City, I think.
It is. I think you're right. Yeah, it's
Mac Road, Sac, somewhere around there.
I think.
No. I'm thinking of something, another place.
Well, it's in like a little strip
it's
mall.
It's in a little strip mall, yeah.
It's across the street from like a
Boba
A&W or something.
A&W, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, same.
That's what
okay,
I was
thinking. Yeah. He's, the owner's actually supposedly looking for a new location in Roseville too, so. No idea if he's locked down one year or not. So if you
definitely
do
just go
make
to
sure.
The Westfield Mall or something. Not the Westfield. When is the mall down there?
I'll be honest with you. I've only ever been to one place in Roseville, and it's the store.
Oh,
I've never been anywhere else. Well, and the A&W because I was like, root beer float down. Can't turn out a root beer float.
I just had a Dairy Queen for the first time in a long time.
Dairy Queen?
Because we don't have Dairy Queen. We only have one, and it's in Sparks.
And oh, you're right. Oh, it's over by me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the Scoopers.
That's right.
Which Scoopers is dope. Way better than
Scoopers is so dope, dude. That place was like, you guys like those like 60s, 70s like Sonic style drive-ins? That's what Scoopers is. And it's still, they still have the old vintage stuff on the wall. They still do the old school servings, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
I must still do a photo shoot in there too. Inspired.
That'd be dope. And Scoopers?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That'd be fun.
Like, what do you owe you? I don't know, free food?
Yeah. Give me a milkshake.
Not greedy. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take one milkshake. No, I'll take multiple.
Hell yeah. I'll take a milkshake and maybe one of the burgers are good.
The burgers are good.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But we need to shoot. We gotta go out and shoot more.
I know.
I know we're both super busy, but we have to make time to go out and shoot. I just bought my round trip ticket from here to LA.
Yes.
So I'd fly in on the 31st and then Rose and I are flying out to Hawaii on the 1st of September, shooting the wedding on the 2nd.
September. So August is when you're going to be gone?
August 31st, I leave. Okay. The very last day, yeah.
I was like, 31st of... That's next week.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This year, flying by. Like, I know I say that every year. Like, oh, this year's going so... No, this year, fucking cruising, bro. It's insane. I don't know where time went. It's almost Christmas already. I saw someone today like, 137 days to Halloween.
I don't want to think about Christmas.
No? All the money you're going to spend on
things. Just like, I don't have it.
Hello? I'm excited though. I want November to happen because November I'm going to shoot the Baja 1000.
Oh, nice.
In Mexico. I'm taking Rosa, so I have a tour guide and a translator. Don't even think about it, kid.
I've had so many friends just go down to Mexico recently.
And I'm just
so jealous.
Yeah. Waiting for my freaking passport to come.
Puerto
Vallarta. Puerto Vallarta. Puerto Vallarta. Hey, if Rosa, if you're listening to this, please judge my white boy accent.
Judge my white boy accent. Puerto Vallarta.
Whitewashing the Filipino.
Yeah. We call ourselves Bruised Bananas.
Bruised Bananas.
Yeah, I'm white on the inside, yellow on the outside. With a little bit of brown.
I like it. What's new with you this week? Like, what happened this week?
I had family in town.
Sweet.
We hung out. They came in at like 6 in the morning, so I had to get up.
Oh.
They rang my doorbell, and I get the notification on my phone.
Did you know they were coming?
I did.
Oh, okay. Does that be awkward? Like,
yeah, I knew they were coming. I was just like, that early? I thought they were going to be here at like 8.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a packed day. I don't think I've ever cried as much as I did in a movie. So we were talking about movies the last episode.
Yeah.
And the ones with the coincidences. That was weird.
Yeah.
The one where like, you said they bought a movie theater out and there were like 2 people there.
The AC's out. The lights flicker. Yeah.
So it's figured it out. Sound of Freedom.
That's what it was. Yeah. Did you go see it?
I went to go see it.
Did you? Anything weird happen?
No.
Oh, good.
Just a lot of tears.
Did you go to Legends?
Uh-huh.
I love that theater so much.
Just a lot of tears.
Yeah. Oh, so it's good.
Yes. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, I'm plugging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely must watch. I think if you have time to watch Barbie, if you have time to watch Oppenheimer...
Well, I heard Oppenheimer was good.
Yeah, I heard that was good too. But you have to watch it in a specific aspect ratio to get everything that's not cropped.
Which I don't think our theater has that specific one.
And I heard, okay, so apparently This is going to sound really weird, but the main actor has a giant. Yeah.
Do you see it?
Apparently, I don't know.
Oh,
I haven't watched the movie, but I heard like there was a time where it was so big that it wouldn't fit on in frame. So, yeah, that's a
what the heck?
Apparently, he's got a
Ron Jeremy. If you don't know who Ron Jeremy is, that's a good thing. Don't.
Yeah, he's probably got a bigger one. Like, yeah,
just flop it.
Yeah, it's probably massive. I don't know. I don't want to look, but that's what I heard. That was one of the facts.
I wonder, that has you know nothing what? What if he started that rumor? What if he's actually like, I have a, you know, humongous, and then he's like, oh my god, it's that big, and then now he's a legend.
Yeah.
Now the small town small time podcast is talking about his junk.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. He's getting this. What? I don't even know his name. I just know he's got a giant.
Allegedly. Supposedly.
Oh, those are two words. Okay, so they're my English teacher plugged it in my brain. As an eighth grader,
yeah,
it's supposedly
not supposedly,
the B. Yeah,
right. Because a lot of people say the
they put a B,
yeah,
or you have people that write the word a lot as one word,
and yes,
instead of split.
I'll be honest, I was one of those that wrote a lot as one word for a long time.
Hate it.
Yeah, my
that was my English teacher. Thank you, Mrs. Sawyer. I don't know if you're around still. Rest in peace if you are not listening. I hope you're alive.
So my uncle JT couldn't say not necessarily. See now because okay, not necessarily. But necessarily. He would always say not necessarily. And he said that since he was a kid. And my mom said he's always said it like that. And he's when he tries to say not necessarily, he stumbles all over it. It's hilarious. Yeah. But that was his thing is not necessarily. And I'm like, oh. But now so it sticks in my head. Like if I go to say the word, I have to stop and think about it, make sure that it's the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with we were talking about it the other day with somebody too. I could care less or I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah, I couldn't care less if you guys didn't know. That one always bugs me too. That is Maggie losing her shit right there.
She's a grammar Nazi apparently.
I was going to say, she's like, they're not speaking proper English now. I just lost seven of my nine lives listening to them talk.
They're idiots.
Did I ask you the dog in Japan joke?
No.
How does a dog say hi in Japanese?
Rough bark konichi
cone.
I don't know.
You're close actually. Konichiwa.
Oh, there
you're
it is.
You're actually really close. You're actually really close.
I had to think about it. Bark wolf. What other dogs? What other noises do
dogs? Feel like every dog possible.
Yeah. Oh, but yes. Cycle back to Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
Must watch. I think it's probably the movie to see in the year. If you haven't even heard of it, it's about sex trafficking.
A couple hours long?
1:46, almost 2, I think.
Oh, that's actually shorter than I thought. Hi.
Yeah, but I was crying within the first...
Kitty butt.
Oh, zoom in.
Oh, dang it. And she leaves.
She leaves. She knew.
You digitally zoom in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Those zoom-ins are on point, by the way.
Thanks.
Again, as always, Mike, your editing is amazing, and you guys... I want you guys to know, Mike is an absolute wizard when it comes to editing and stuff, making everything look super good. So
the one with Kyle was a fun edit.
Yeah, I like the inlay of his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that should be like a staple for.
Yeah, that's too. What it's gonna be for.
I like that a lot.
I might put ours on because we haven't done ours yet.
Mine's gonna be right here, guys. And oh wait, I have two.
Be right here.
Hold on, mine's gonna be here and here. I have portraits and landscapes. One the other.
I'll just shuffle them back and forth.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll figure it out. And Mike's here.
Too many socials.
And here.
His video.
Bureau. yeah,
that's funny.
Sex trafficking, Sound of Freedom. Yeah, I cried within the first like 10 minutes.
Oh, right off the bat. I've heard it's a very intense movie. I've also heard that some people have left in the middle of it.
It's uncomfortable, man.
And that's kind of what I figured that it was.
It's a hard watch. It's a hard watch, but I think it's a necessary watch.
It's it kind of makes me think, like, with all the really crappy stuff that's going on in the world, everywhere in the world,
mm-hmm.
I know firsthand that news sources and a lot of things like movies, TV shows, people telling stories, recanting stories, they sugarcoat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They push stuff under the rug. Like, a lot of the stuff that actually goes on, like, downrange or, you know, shootings, all that kind of stuff, You get whatever the news tells you.
Yep.
And sometimes people don't do any research, but you don't ever hear like the what actually happened, the real and grit of everything. So a movie like that, I think it's good that it's out there so people can actually see, like, you know what I mean? Because you heard all the stuff going on with Jason Aldean?
No.
So he has, singer? Yeah. So he has, I think, pretty sure it was Jason Aldean. He has a new song. And it talks about the good old boys in like a little country town or whatever. And people are trying to make it racist because he supports Trump or whatever. So I just want to clarify, just because you support Trump does not mean you're racist.
Right.
Okay. And secondly, this is not a political podcast, but I feel that he's being wrongfully accused. And growing up in a small town like I did listening to country music, I can genuinely say the term good old boys is not for white people. Okay. Good old boys is just good old boys. Like just people that were guys who were raised right. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like country boys, like, sir, ma'am, darling, sweetheart, you know, helping you out, that kind of stuff. Good old boys, any color, doesn't matter. And I guess there's a line in the song. I haven't listened to the song because I don't have a reason. I just haven't listened to it yet, but I will. But apparently there's a line in there about, sorry, I don't know, she's twerking right now. There's a line in there about, what are you?
Plug in some Lizzo.
I think this is that's her spot.
That's her spot.
Short circuiting it. But there's a line talking about how, you know, we look out for our own. Again, because it's a white guy saying it, he's not talking about our own as in other white people. It's the other people from the town.
Right.
Like, if you break down the most innocent, nice person or song or movie or whatever down, there's going to be somebody that's going to find something wrong with it. They're going to complain about something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing now. They're reaching. And it bothers me. Like, just let it be, dude. Like, there's not always something wrong with something.
And that happened with actually the Sound of Freedom. Like, people started to try to make it political.
Yeah, with like, it's actually happening.
Gosh, it's, yeah.
So if somebody makes a movie about Russia and Ukraine fighting each other, right? Are they be like, oh, it's all fabricated. Or, you know what I mean? Like when is enough enough? And you just actually just take something for face value, what it is, mm-hmm. without digging into it.
Mm-hmm. That's so hard nowadays.
Do your own research, yeah. guys.
For real.
I feel like nobody in our audience is like that. I feel like everybody in our audience is very well rounded in a lot of things, mm-hmm. and aspects. But I mean, you should have, like even me, like every time I bring up something, I know you do too. When we bring anything photography wise into this podcast, we do our research beforehand. Yeah. Like the Sony thing, that just blew my mind when I saw that. I was like, no way, Sony, why would you do that?
I know.
But it makes sense though. That's a Nikon move.
But also like, yeah.
It's a Nikon move.
It's a Nikon move, Sony. Sorry.
But actually, ironically enough though, my A7IV did not come with a charger. That's why I bought mine.
If mine did. Oh, it did. Mine did come with a charger.
Your 4? Uh-huh. Or is it my 4? Was I thinking the 5?
It might have been your 5.
Yeah, the R5 didn't come with one.
This one.
It did come with that. Yep.
Yeah.
It came with the cord. Oh, no, yeah, it did.
It's
you're right.
It's a USB-C. Because they changed the USB-C ports.
Hi.
So, yeah, it did come with a charging port. This is the charger that you would plug into the wall, by the way.
Yes, and then plug the camera to the wall, yeah. I think she might be in heat. Might be. I think that's why she's acting like this.
She might be. She's going wild.
She's super cute, though.
Super cute.
You are just adorable. Look at the... Oh. I don't know if you guys can... you can just see her head.
She's going nuts.
She's going insane.
This is
it's weird.
It's something.
But it's rated R, obviously, right? The movie.
PG-13.
What? That's surprising. I mean,
I can't recall.
I feel like it.
it might have. It was a hard watch. I'm not gonna lie. It was a very uncomfortable.
I feel like if they were doing it more for like educational purposes, PG-13 would be okay. Mm-hmm. But if they actually do like the true like what happens, like that should definitely be R. Or even honestly, something like that, NC-17.
Yeah, I don't know. Doing my research, guys.
But I love the movies. I need to go back. I'm not going to watch Barbie, though. But
no,
I need to go back either. And watch other stuff.
Apparently, Barbie is just like a feminist movement. And nothing wrong against that, but I'm just saying.
It's Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. PG-13.
Huh.
But it was still intense.
Yeah, I bet. I do want to see it.
Yeah, I was like bawling with like the last 10 minutes of the movie, just straight up like... You hear everybody in the theater just like, I went with my cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the whole theater filled up then?
It was like half. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Man down.
It clicked.
Oh, that was funny. Right in the forehead, dude. Zoom in on that one. That was good.
I don't know if you heard that.
It did even solid contact, too. That was impressive. That was a good shot.
I used to play baseball.
That's a softball player. Oh.
Hey. Do it again.
Yes. Two for two.
Two for two.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no, that's good. I definitely want to go see that. And I think we should do our movie podcast episode.
Soon.
Because I know you and I are huge movie guys.
I have been watching movies recently.
That's, yeah. Movies.
I'm not a huge movie guy, but I'm trying. I just watched Rush Hour for the first time after I watched Sound of Freedom. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Nobody understands the words that are coming out of your mouth. Did you? Okay, so but here's the question. Did you watch Rush Hour to kind of like cleanse your palate after watching Sound of Freedom?
Yeah, but then it was a kidnapping. And I was like, oh.
Dude, Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan are like one of the best movie duos. Like, fight me.
It's really good.
They're amazing. All three of them are good. Mm-hmm. Even the outtakes are good. The movies don't get worse as they go on. They all stay pretty consistent.
Yeah, I'll watch 2 and 3 coming up soon.
So good.
It's good. But then I was like, dang it, it's a freaking kidnapping movie. Why not? I just watched Sound of Freedom.
Dude, you can't see it, but she's like,
Maggie's flirting with you.
I don't. Hey.
She has a man. He has a man. Oh, I can't speak. He has a.
Her face is like twitching. That's funny.
My struggle has been. DJ has a girlfriend.
I
cut that out. Yeah. Remind Mike to cut this out at 39. Blah.
We're gonna zoom in on the definitely on the.
Yeah, that was a good
shot. That was really
slow motion.
That was great. Actually, I can't remember if it was you that I talked about this or if it was Aaron. I want to say it was you, but like, can you think of any like really good examples of like how photography and videography really like draw the mood in a movie, like a specific shot where you're like, oh, that's just insane. CG or not doesn't really matter at this point.
One of the best shots, I think, from a TV standpoint, mm-hmm. is Mr. Robot when he's not standing ever in a quadrant of the. He's never in the rule of thirds. He's never in the Fibonacci sequence. He's in like.
What show is this?
Mr. Robot.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's really cool though.
So imagine if you just have the square and
you're
like vertical line, horizontal, splitting in the middle.
Sure.
He's like right here.
He's always dead center?
No, it's like a little bit off center and a little bit down.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, he just fucked the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like one of like. Trying to tickle your brain around. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I don't understand that as a photographer.
It makes my brain hurt. Like, does it work though? Like, overall?
It works, yeah. It works.
You know, speaking of English teachers, my English teacher told me something that I kind of live by now too. Like, you have to follow the basic rules before you can break them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she was specifically, Ms. Byers, she was specifically talking about...
English, writing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Books and stuff like that. But it applies to anything.
It applies, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So photography, you're going to learn the basics and then...
And then you can play
around to break it. Yeah. Cooking. You'll learn the basics of cooking.
Top Ramen.
Yeah. Love it.
Oh, I actually really like Top Ramen. Not going to lie.
Chicken, beef,
shrimp. Beef, for sure.
Beef flavor, yeah.
With a little bit of like, well, don't have any more now. Thank you, whatever reason. Sriracha. A little sriracha in there.
Oh, because there's a chili shortage in Mexico.
That's what it is. Yeah. Did they completely stop making it, or they're just like on hold?
I don't know. I think they might be on hold. I'm hoping they're on hold.
Because I have seen several pictures of people selling bottles of sriracha $40. On Facebook Marketplace. Yep.
Stupid. It's not the ghost.
Oh, it's Joel.
Yeah, it's Joel.
Hey Joel, what's up, man? I like that shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
Super dope shirt. If you guys can see, if you guys don't know who Poison is, get out.
That's the shirt.
It is?
Yeah.
It is. Nice. Yeah. They're so good. Back in the days of them and Scorpion. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Anyway.
What other examples? What do you mean by like examples of like cinematography, videography? Yeah, kind of. I'm trying to think of like shots that I.
I'm trying to think of like really good ones too. For me personally, anything that was in like Band of Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, I mean, obviously, it's freaking Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you already have two massively successful people right there that know what they're doing. But all the film shots, the action shots, the sequences, it was all filmed so well. Actually, it was filmed so well. It's kind of sad. It was actually filmed so well that a lot of the guys that were there for D-Day that watched Band of Brothers before they released it, a lot of them couldn't even finish watching the show. Mm-hmm. Like, they had to get up and leave because they said it was so accurate, and they went right back to it. And they're like in their 70s or 80s, I think, when that happened. When they watched the show.
Yeah, right.
And while that is very sad and unfortunate, and I can sympathize with them, I really can, that speaks volumes to Spielberg and Hanks.
The way they can attract the audience just by being super accurate.
And put them there. Like, you're not just watching events unfold and that kind of situation.
You feel like you're there.
You're in there. Yeah, exactly. That kind of stuff is cool. But I'm going to check out Mr. Robot. I think those are cool. Oh, actually, we were talking about Euphoria mm-hmm. last episode. Brittany reached out to me. Was it Brittany? It was Brittany. She's going to listen to this and yell at me if it wasn't her.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was her. Talking about how Euphoria was really, really good and I have to watch it. So I've never seen it. Now I have to make sure that it was her because I want to make sure it was her, not Stephanie.
The color grading in that show is crazy. I love the color grading in that show.
They shot that. They shot it on the Ektar film that I was talking mm-hmm. about. So yeah.
That's what was called. Yeah.
It was Brittany. Okay, good. Stephanie listened to our podcast too, and she was laughing about some stuff that was going on too.
Nice. Oh yeah. Do you have any comments that you want to read out? Well, I'll try to think of some more movie examples and cinematography type things that have attracted us recently.
Comments and stuff? Not really. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from like Kyle and Patrick, Callie. I haven't talked to Chef since the episode. That man is just ridiculous. So is Callie. Callie's back right now though. She'll be here for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Actually, Rose and I are getting a photo shoot done by her while we're in Hawaii. I'd be super excited. And Rose has never had a photo shoot done before. I could say the same thing. Yeah. So it'll be good. It'll be good. She's like, we have to match. And I was like, ugh. So it's funny. We were on FaceTime and I was like, okay, these matching outfits you're talking about, are we actually going to like match? Like,
or like color.
Exactly. And she's like this. And I was like, ugh, we're going to match, aren't we? She's like, and she started laughing. She's like, yeah, you knew. I was like, I mean, I guess. But I told her, I was like, just so you know, 90% of the people that like match, like legitimately match, Japanese tourists. They love it.
They do,
and it's
love
super
it.
Cute. They love it. And she's like, "We can be Japanese tourists." I was like, "We can be tourists. We're kind of missing the Japanese part." But although we are going to Japan next year,
I'm planning on vacations.
The anime convention is gonna be dope, dude.
Yeah,
so good. Plus, our kids love anime too.
Wait, where in Japan?
Tokyo? So that's the thing. We haven't. I would assume it would be. We haven't actually locked down the exact place for it though. Myself and Rosa and Mike and his buddy are all going. Mike and his buddy are kind of, cause they've been planning about this longer. So they're finalizing everything. And then Rosa are just jumping into it.
Mm-hmm.
But that way we can split like a huge Airbnb or, whatever. We're going to try and save the most money that we can. Cause we're only with all the savings and stuff and my friend's still living over in Hawaii. Rosa and I are only, I think like $1,100 into this whole trip already and everything's taken care of.
Nice.
Which is, yeah. So we looked out that way with still having friends and stuff out there. I'm house sitting for Alex and everything. Are you good?
Nice having a, Megan.
She's doing it. Her little.
Look at this little dance, man.
I don't know what you're doing. It's really weird. You guys can't see it. I'm going to get a video of her doing the mouth thing, though.
This is.
It's funny, like her lip like twitches and everything.
Oh man. Oh yeah, that's super adorable.
I don't know what you're doing. I really think she's an 8 though.
Probably.
Go over there to Mike. Mike's single.
Apparently, no.
You're not single?
I'm single.
Oh. I was like, bro, what's up?
I don't want you to come over here.
She likes you.
No, she likes you more. She likes taking men.
Rosa asked a couple questions about you because I think she was very serious about that offer that I told you about.
Which I was also serious about.
Oh, no, I told her. Oh. I told her. And she's like, does he have kids? I was like, no. Right?
Yeah, I don't have kids.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I have a dog.
I was like, no. Which counts.
That's a kid,
for sure, yeah. And she's like, does he want kids? I was like, I don't know, but he doesn't care if the person that he's dating has kids.
Yes, 3.
Huh?
Yes, 3.
Who has 3?
No, yes.
Oh.
I'm answering the
question.
You
want 3 kids. Yeah. Got it. Okay. I was like, what? But I was like, Mike could be a good dad anyway, honestly. You'd be a great dad.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's why. So going back to the movie, that's probably why I cried. I love this movie, but I don't know if I could watch it again.
Those kind of movies are good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, like, my future. Like, if I had a daughter or a young son and that happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
That'd be really hard.
Be really hard. But that's probably why I cried, and I was like, yep, I think I'm meant to have kids.
No, that'd be, I wouldn't, honestly, there's nothing that I wouldn't do if Adora was in trouble of some kind. And that's the same with Rose's kids at this point, to be honest. Two of her kids have come to like me a lot, which is great. But I told Rose, I was like, heaven or mountain wouldn't matter. Like, there's no way. And that's actually, the organization I was telling you about last time I was here, that's why I'm joining them or trying to join them. Because I want to do everything I can to try and help in that regard as well. So,
yeah, there's another organization in town. I think it's called Awaken. Awaken is a sex trafficking
here
organization in Reno.
Oh, because it's predominant here.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's really, really, like, it's crazy how predominant it is here.
You just don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I just
very sobering movie. Like, oh, man.
Puts a lot of stuff in perspective for you, for sure.
Yeah. Those who don't have kids, those who have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, oh gosh.
So okay, bad. So in your opinion, should parents bring their kids to this?
No.
Okay. So even though it's PG-13, just like not, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
No. I would not. That's a hard one for a kid. I don't even think a kid could, cuz it's their innocence. Like, it's their, you're a child and you're going to go watch that movie as an innocent kid. I don't know if you can comprehend.
Right.
Or you'll just play that scenario in your brain and you'll think about it and then you don't know what would happen.
It makes you wonder, like what would you do in that situation?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Those kind of movies are good, though. Like, I like movies that make you think about stuff. You know, you're not just, you're not just there just for, like, entertainment, obviously, that's great. But to, like, really make you think about something, you know.
That's one of the first movies that made me do that in a while.
Yeah.
It's made me think.
I haven't. I'm trying to think of that.
I'm like emotionally wise, it's been tough.
When did you watch it last night?
I watched it on Saturday.
On Saturday.
And I still like can't stop. So
that's intense.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
And I think like since you have kids and Rose's kids too, like you can put stuff into perspective and just
like really take it in. Kind of afraid to watch it now.
I mean, I'll go watch it with you. Yeah. And we'll cry together.
Hold hands?
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll cry together.
Leave your 13 cousins at home.
Yeah.
They can come.
They could. Oh, we'll fill up a theater.
throw it at yourself. You did it yourself this time.
I know.
But did you? So you said your family came in. Did they come from the Philippines? They come from California.
They came from Stockton.
Stockton. California. Okay. I was just down there. Well, not there, but close.
Closest.
I passed through Stockton. Mm-hmm.
Lodi, Stockton.
It's
that area.
It is crazy how quickly California changes on the 99.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely mind blowing. It is just. GPS said it was going to take me 6.5 hours to get to Bakersfield. Which isn't bad. It's fine.
You didn't take the 5?
Interestingly enough, I took the 5 back. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you. So my dad drives truck. And he said that the 5 while the 99 is technically like 4 or 5 miles shorter, there's no towns on the 5. So there's no stoplights. You just drive. And that does make sense. The thing is, like, I don't mind trying new things. But I drove down there, spent the whole week with them. Everything was great. I had a great time. I was just like, I was exhausted from the sun. It's just so hot down there. Yep. So driving 6.5 hours back on a road that I'd never been on into a section of Sacramento that I'd never been to with detours, road construction and traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I was fried by the time I got home. Just absolutely insanely fried. But 6.5 hours, according to the GPS, to get from my house to Bakersfield. I got there in 6.5 hours. I got there in 5 hours.
You can make it pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
5:45, 5:30.
I was flying down the 99 because there was no cops.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were busy doing something else.
Yep. And the last time I was down in Bakersfield, they actually closed the 99 because of a flood warning. So that was back in, when was that?
That makes sense. It's all lowland, though, because it's all farmland out there.
Yep.
That makes sense. There's no hills.
Nope.
You're in a bowl. It's like Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And Bakersfield's short.
It is.
There's no, I couldn't find any tall buildings. Like, I'm sure there's a couple, but there wasn't, like, Sacramento.
No, there's not. Yeah.
It's short.
It's short.
Oh, it's crazy. It's nuts.
And we went to, so me and my cousin were, like, coffee snobs. So we always try to look for the best coffee spots.
Coffee sewers.
coffee sewers. Yeah. Yeah. And we found apparently the best one in Bakersfield.
What's it called?
I'm not going to say. I don't want to throw them under the bus because it might be their only coffee shop in Bakersfield.
Were they, was it good or not good?
It was like, it's like a little bit, it's family owned. So I give them that. It's like above a Starbucks.
Oh, that's good.
Like it's not super fast. You can get some pretty decent drinks. Maybe like a human being here.
When I go back, you're gonna have to let me know. You said it was in Bakersfield or was it?
It's in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield. You're gonna have to let me know because Rosa loves
downtown's
coffee.
Downtown Bakersfield. Bakersfield. Downtown Bakersfield. Enunciation.
Oh my god! Sorry, that was
maybe
funny.
They need to. Somebody, like, if we're talking too fast, please comment down below.
I'm trying to slow down.
No, we can't.
Like I've been listening because I have to listen to the. I'm sure. Well, you do too.
Yeah, I have to.
I've been listening to myself, and I think I am slowing down slightly, and I am articulating more, which is good because, like I said, I want my dad to be able to listen to this.
He's like, Mike is hectic,
right?
But Mike is even worse than you.
I've been the comments that I've been getting from people, not from like our guests, but like people that listen to the show. Is that they really like the banter that you and I have, the random tangents that we go through. They really like both of our voices, which is
good
because it's a podcast, you know. Like if imagine I had like Gilbert Gottfried's voice, that'd be super annoying.
Or talk like a goose.
Oh man, that would be horrible. Or like a Valley girl, like a Cali girl.
Let's do a whole episode of just Valley girl. Hey.
Yeah.
I can't do it. My accents are trash.
Trash. We have all the makings of a good podcaster, so and the support that we have so far is great. I put that episode out yesterday. Oh, is she on the thing?
Oh, she's doing the thing.
She's doing the thing.
What the crap, cat?
Where is she? Oh, she's here.
The cat's messing with our lights. There we go.
Hey. It's the ghost.
Anyway, oh, yeah, so we're not going to do the thing that everybody does where we say, you know, like, smash that like button, hit the subscribe button.
But we're going to say it, smash that like button.
Instead, I was just going to ask you to share the clips that I put on Facebook, the clips that you, I think you do too. Like, share the clips we put on Facebook. That'd be super awesome. It's free. It takes a second. If nobody wants to see it, they don't have to see it. It's cool.
Hey.
but like we've talked about with several guests too, like, word of mouth is the strongest thing for, especially for artists, so.
That's going to be fun.
Well, that's only in your corner too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in my corner. I wonder what it looks like. Do it again, Maggie. With it? Yeah, do it again, Maggie. It's not bad.
We should like kick her out.
It's just like ambiance.
It's.
She's like, get over it.
Well, how far are we?
55.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
So this was just a kind of like a little, not a filler episode, but.
We did have a filler tangent one last time too.
We did, yeah. But Mike and I had taken quite like a little bit of a break, so we could do editing, and so I could do a little bit of traveling and work.
We're doing ketchups.
We are. So
we'll still be doing ketchups and mustards after this episode.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the episodes will be they're gonna be back on track. We have guests coming again soon as well, which is great. But anyway, this is just a quick little episode. I say quick because we had that hour and 30 minute one with Patrick.
Not Patrick, Chef.
Chef, that's right. Oh, second was, that's right, yeah.
That's not released yet.
No.
Well, as of speaking of this podcast.
Right.
It's not released.
No, the...
But it will be released by the time this releases.
The video or the... Because the podcast is out.
With Chef?
Yeah.
The second one?
Yeah, but the...
The second one with Chef is not out.
No?
We're not that far ahead.
Mike and DJ catch up. Oh, that's right. It was Patrick, and then that one.
I know this is Patrick. Yeah, it's that one.
And then Chef was on after that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I lied. Uh-huh. Just so you guys know, there's an hour and a half one coming up.
Almost two,
yeah. And that's another thing, too. Like, I do get feedback from people. I want to hear from everybody. If you guys would like longer episodes, let us know. If you guys want shorter episodes, let us know. If you want shorter episodes, we've been talking about doing some shorts anyway.
Yeah.
Like 15, 20-minute reaction videos, that kind of stuff. That wouldn't be, because we could come in and knock out like six of those. In a couple hours.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do that one of these weeks.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We still have to do Paul's photo thing as well.
Photo critique. We got the Sweet 16. It's not even March anymore.
No. the only reason I didn't bring up Paul's stuff earlier too is because he just had a kid. Congratulations, Paul. You're awesome, buddy. Yeah, looks just like his mom, luckily. But but he's busy with that, obviously, so we haven't had a chance to sit down. Yeah. And, But he, because he paid already. And I was like, that's awesome. I was like, well, we haven't forgot about you. Me and Paul go way back. Like, it's not like I'm going to, you know, hide from him. But we'll get that stuff done too. If you guys would like us to do some critiques to try and help you with your photography in any way, definitely let us know. Yeah, we'll sit down. We can either do it on a podcast like this, or we can do it face-to-face via Discord or
tell us, Maggie.
Discord. But it's like Discord. Everybody was using it during COVID. It became really popular because
Zoom?
Of it. That one. Zoom.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, that hurt my eyes.
yeah, we can do that for you guys. We definitely don't mind.
If you just want to send them and we can critique it and just give you feedback.
Because we're going to start those competitions too. I think you and I talked about that. I think we're like season two is going to be a lot of
doing what we're doing in season one.
Yeah. Season two is gonna be what we're talking about in season one. Like we're gonna be doing giveaways, we're gonna do a contest, we're gonna have more guests, we're gonna have returning guests too.
Excited,
yeah, it's gonna be super cool. I don't mean to like blow away season two yet, but we're only like 20 episodes away from the end of the season. So
we're almost there.
It's crazy.
Let's see, this is gonna be 28.
Yeah. 28. And then 28, 29.
28, 29 coming up.
It's crazy.
And then that's more than halfway.
We are there, guys. So, and it's all because of you guys. We appreciate it too. Yeah. Every single time I put one of the videos out, we get one or two more quote unquote hardcore listeners that download it immediately.
It's fun.
And we're definitely having like 10 or 15 more. We're almost at 1,000 downloads total, which is really, really cool. It's more than I ever thought, really. Cause like I said, this is just for us to hang out and bullshit. Yeah. So you guys are making it happen. We appreciate you. If you have any feedback at all, any ideas, please let us know. Brittany and Stephanie, you guys are always kind of on top of that. And I appreciate that.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never met them, but hey.
Well, Brittany just bought one of my coffee table books, the Hawaii one. Yep. There was a bit of a mix-up with the publication company, but that got figured out. She has a book now.
Congrats.
I got two free books out of it, which I gave to one of them to my boss, and one of my coworkers bought the other one. So,
coffee table books are cool.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll make one.
Let me know.
The 35 millimeter to life.
That'd be super dope. We can go through Pitch Black Printing.
Yes, we can.
Super good guys and gals.
Love them.
So, yeah. So, go see Sound of Freedom. Bring tissues.
Bring a box.
If you buy the A6700, make sure that you have the charging USB-C cable for it.
Yep.
And the brick. If you don't, buy it. Otherwise, whoever you buy it from is going to be a little pissed off.
Right.
Also,
I know it might be late for the Sound of Freedom right now. If you're listening to this, I think this will release.
It's been out for a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be out of theaters, but... they are giving away free movie tickets, which was really cool. It's a buy it forward program.
Oh, that's right.
So they've raised,
I think that's why those tickets were always bought out. And that one, that makes sense.
Almost 500% sold.
I'm very curious to see how they're doing the box office.
I think that they've kept up with Oppenheimer and
Barbie. I want to see that one too. I'm a Barbie girl. I don't want to see that one. And Furby's coming back. It's just a bad time for me.
I don't know. Every time I see Pink, I'm just like, oh, Barbie again.
I saw Pink Barbie in concert again. In Germany.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She was actually insane.
With Finch?
That's right.
He did figure it out.
You know what's funny? I messaged him. Uh-huh. I told you I messaged him like immediately. Like, you guys don't realize the second that we ended that last podcast episode and Mike clicked it off, I was like, Stephen Finch. Because I originally said Stephen Smith, but it was Finch. Finch was my very first client of my landscapes ever. I took a picture of the poly leading lines with the yellow lines, the road, all the green trees. It was the first 100% that I got in school, in college, for one of my things
ever. The teacher, first 100% ever.
It was the first 100%. It was the first time the teacher literally said, I have no critiques, good shot. I got positive feedback from the students. So instead of hanging it up on my, you know, on my fridge, I just put it on Facebook. I was like, hey, look, I got a good grade. What do you guys think? And within a few minutes, Steven's like, how much? And I was like, how much for what? And he's like, the picture. I was like, I don't know. I never thought about selling this stuff before. Like, I have no idea. He's like,
yeah,
he's like $25. I was like, cool. And just for comparison, so everybody's tracking now, most of my stuff of the same size that he bought go for like 150, 200 now. So, and just so you guys know, it's not because I'm greedy and because I think my name carries any weight, because it doesn't. It's just because that crap is expensive to make now.
Yep.
Which is why I got my own printer. Shout out to Aaron. Appreciate that. Now I have a 13x19 printer and I print it from my house.
Samesies.
because I'm trying to get costs down because I'm not a greedy person. Mm-hmm. And I love the people who want to see my stuff. I'm like, hey, man, I help you.
Might as well do it yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. Not answering that.
Nice.
It's a tour company. So anyway, with that being said, if you guys made it through the hour.
Yeah.
Nice. We appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And we will see you guys again next week.
Adios.